Let's start. We're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, four lines down. So it's Tonon Hossam. We have a mission over there. Ha'orez, the rice, v'adoichan, millet, faragrin, maybe poppy seeds, v'shumshumin, sesame seeds. Shehishrishu, they took root, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. So misasrin, you take Maisa with the Maisa year, to the previous year. Mutar b'shvias, we mutar in shvias, meaning if the earlier the year earlier was the sixth. Oh, the imlav, if they did not take root before the sixth year, then the osu b'shvias because they got kedush b'shvias. Misasrin l'shana haba, and you take trumas and maasros to the next year. End of Mishnah.
What do you mean
osu b'shvias? What's that? Kedush b'shvias, yes. Yeah. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say like this, they say, Elon, a tree, bota chanota, it's, we tag it, we put its year as, the year that it had, it budded in, after chanota. Tuvua, vizesim, bota shalish, right, grains, and we said also includes grapes as well, vizesim and olives, that you go after a third of the growth. Okay, that's category two. And yerek, and vegetables, bosa lakita, you go after the, when you pluck it. So honey, come on. These aforementioned things which went in the Mishnahs, which are basically kitnios, right, beans. Come on, shavini rabbanon. What's this new category over here? What's this going after the taking root? Yeah, it's not like any of the aforementioned categories, and what's going on? So we're gonna explain, because first of all, because these are all trumas and maasros to Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan have the power to select, to choose. What's that?
It also took by shvias, yeah.
Yes, good point. And also shvias, true. Yeah, that is.
But Tosfos deals with that, yeah.
Okay, good. Tosfos deals with that. Thank you. So Hada Amar Rabba, says Rabba. So mitoksh asuyin prochin prochin. Since they made prochin prochin, means basically cracking. Like it's like people eat, gary nims, like seeds. You eat a little, you nibble a little bit, you eat a little bit, and basically you you pick them also because you want it fresh, hand picked fresh that day. So therefore, as soon as you're harvesting at different times, it's going to get problematic because you're going to end up having an issue of basically not knowing what you picked on what. And there's basically a problem of taking from the new on the old, and the old and the new. So therefore, in order to avoid this problem, as the Rabbanon went after Basra Hashrasha, they went after the rooting. Because normally you plant them in one foul swoop, right? You do it in one time. So therefore, the year will be the same, and then you would avoid all problems. Okay, so that was the solution. Amalei Abaye, says Abaye to Rabba, is that necessary? Why don't you just basically make a big pile, gorno his heap, l'soichoi, meaning into itself, basically combine it all, and v'nimtza, and Yul said make it homogeneous, right, mix it all together, v'nimtza torim min achodosh shaboy, and basically it's going to work out that the ratio of the chodosh is going to be on the chodosh. I mean, a Yoshin Shaboy, Allah Yoshin Shaboy. We're going to show this now, this trick. Miloy Tanya, don't we have a braisa? This is the following. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, Omar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Suzuri. Okay, Paul Hamitri, which is apparently a fava bean, is Shazor Oy Lazera, that you planted it for seed purposes, i.e., you wanted the bean. Not the greenage, because basically this we're going to see coming up in the Gemara as well. And Rashi, I think Rashi maybe points out here that this fava bean over here, sometimes people plant it for the bean, and sometimes they plant it for the vegetable aspect of it. I suppose the leaves or something. And so it depends on how you relate to it, how it's going to go. Is it like, do we look at it like a bean, and then we go after the plant, after the root, the rooting, the hashrasha, or do you look at it as if you go after the vegetable, then you go after the lakita. So Shazara Lazera. So over here he planted it for the bean. Yeah, Miktasoi Hishrish. So over here is unusual. So a little bit of it took root Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. A mitzvah hishrish la'achar Rosh Hashanah. A little bit of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the whole reason we went after Rosh Hashanah was to avoid this problem, but whatever, someone got into this problem over here. So ein tormin and maestrin mizal zeh. You can't take tormin and maestrin this on this one, because the one that was before Rosh Hashanah is the previous year, and the one after Rosh Hashanah is the current year. The vishy ein tormin and maestrin. You can't take tormin and maestrin. Loi min a chadosh ala yoshon. Loi min a yoshon ala chadosh. So what are you going to do? So Kate said, "Yeah, what's the practical solution?" So here we go. This is the solution of Shimon Shazuri. Okay, Soiba, he unifies it, going over his pile, Losoicho into itself, basically mixes his two piles and makes it into one big pile. Venimta Torim a Maestra min a chadosh shaboy ala chadosh shaboy min a yoshon shaboy ala yoshon shaboy. Basically, the point is that if you mix it up really well, then basically it's like each part you would take would represent the ratio of one to the other, and therefore we're going to assume it's all you took on the let's say you had 40 new and 60 old. So then when you took it out, the ratio would be like 4 of the old and 6 of the new. If I said that right, I can't remember what I said. But why don't you do that? That's the question. So Amalei, Rabbi says back to Abaye, says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, come out. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, so there yesh bila. He holds with the principle of bila, that you could mix it up and make it homogenous, and it's all mixed up evenly. So therefore, you could do such a shtick. Yeah. However, for Rabbanan Sovri, Rabbanan hold ain bila. There's no bila. You can't assume. You've got to be nervous. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a little bit more of the old, or a little bit more of the new, and then so you can't do that. Therefore, we have to create this new category of the bean category, that you go after the taking root. Okay. Amma Rav Yitzchok von Achmeini, Amma Shmuel. It said in the name of Shmuel. Halacha to Rebbe Yossi. The halacha actually is like Rebbe Yossi, Ben Akipa, Shama Mishum, Rebbe Shimon Shazuri. Okay. Basically, we do the mixing with the fava beans. Okay, we have a kasha though. Maski for Rabbi Zera, and me Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? But Amar Shmuel, we've got another statement, because the previous statement said that basically Shmuel paskins that you could do the mixing. And now over here we've got another statement of Shmuel says, L'chol ein bila, there's no bila, chutz with the exception. The only things you can mix up evenly would be miyayin and shemen. That's like liquids. Liquids you can mix up evenly, you know. That would be fine, but other solids not. So that's basically a stira in Shmuel. Shmuel's contradicting himself. So Ishtamite, Rabbi Zera didn't hear that this other psak of there's a third psak of Shmuel that says the following. Hada Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel said like this, Hakol Hoylech Acha Gemar Pri. Everything goes after basically the finishing off the later stage of the pre, that fixes the year. When it basically gets mature, we say that fixes the year. So how does that help? So basically, really what we're saying over here is, Rashi explains that when we say the halacha is like Shimon Shazuri, that you could do the mixing thing, yeah, it means you can do that, but it's not because of the reason of Rav Shimon Shazuri, that we assume that it's mixed up evenly. It's not the reason. Really, it's not an issue, because we go after the Gemar Pri when it's at the later stage of growth, and therefore this is all really the current year's produce. There's no old year's produce over here, because we go after the Gemar Pri. We don't go after the rooting over here. We go after the Gemar Pri. So we're just saying that in the case of the fava beans, you can do what Shimon Shazuri said, because it's okay. And we're going to explain that. These three psaks of Shmuel, like the tricha. You need this. If you would have told me the halacha is Shimon Shazuri, that's the first psak that we heard. Yeah, Havarimin, you would have thought Mishum de Ksava Yesh Bila. You would have thought, because he holds Bila, because that's basically Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's Chiddush. Kamash Malan, here the Kamash Malan, it speaks out the Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, the other Pasak, Lechol Ein Bila. That's why they had the other Pasak that said there isn't Bila. So you shouldn't think that the reason he's passing like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is because there's Bila. Now he says, well, so let's go the other way. Let's say, just teach us the second Pasak and not the first one. Biash Me'inon, Lechol Ein Bila. If you would have told me that there's no Bila, right? then I would have thought Tavramina Kerabonan Svirulei. I would have thought it holds out the Rabbanan Svirulei, Kamashmalan, it's going to speak out the Kamashmalan, Kamashmalan, Halacha, Kurebi Shimon Shazuri. With the beans, with the fava beans, you can mix them together and it would be okay. According to Rabbanan, you couldn't. Ha, the Iashmein and Hani Tarti, if you were to teach these two, Halacha 1 and 2, meaning the Halacha is like Shimon Ben Shazuri, and also the Halacha is like the Rabbanan's Ein Bila, right, Havarmina, Kasha de Shmuel and Shmuel. Basically, it's got these two sacks seem contradictory. So Kamash one, that's why you need the third statement of Shmuel, that he says, Hakol, Holeich, Achu Gemar Pri, that everything goes after the Gemar Pri.
So in what way does it go like Rabbi
Shimon and Shizuri? It's going to carry on, you're going to see. Okay? Because he's really, basically, he passed into like in the Father Beans case. We'll see. He speaks it out. V'yashma Inan. If you would have hold a kol hoylech achar gemar pri, if you would say everything goes after the gemar pri, right, which is now just teach me three for the third one, and that basically that means that basically there's not an issue because everything is new, yeah, basically right. Havramin, I would have thought a feel tavua bezeisin nami. I would have thought even tavua and zeisin nami, kumash milan, that you would go after. Kamash Malan, Halacha, Karebi Shimben's Shazuri, but Maida Polig. Right, oh, here we go. This is right. So, this is hard to read this. Right. So, if you would have said, basically, we go after the Gemara Pri, right, we would have thought also you would go after the Gemara Pri in Tavu and Zaysim, and you wouldn't go after a Shlish. Kamash Malan, the Halacha is like Rebbe Shimben's in the case that he mentioned specifically. It's in the father Bean's case that we go after him. And then we go after the Gemara Pri, seemingly, but we don't go after the Gemara Pri with regards to olives and grapes and grains. It's basically saying it's basically like this: that what Shimon Shazuri and the Rabban argued in that case, yeah, we just go like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said in that specific case. Basically, say we pass like Shimon Shazuri and fava beans. But it's not really for his reason.
The father beans, what are we saying?
We're going like Shimon Shazuri in the case of the father beans.
Which means, because he says you do bila, right?
He says you can mix it all together.
But I thought you said we only do...
That's not what we're saying, right? So Rashi explains, we're not really doing bila over here. Because really we go after the Gemar Pri. As soon as we go after the Gemara Pri, that means really it's all new produce. Therefore, there's really no reason to do mix it up to create Bila. And it's not a problem. So it sounds very strange, but let's check out that and Rashi afterwards, Yisrael. So, Ulashmi Inan, Hani Tati. Now, says the Gemara, so teach me these two cases. Yeah, meaning 1 and 3, that the halacha is like Shimon Shazuri, yeah, and also teach me that we go after the Gemar Pri, L'chol Ein Bila, the middle case, right, that we says we don't go with the Bila, yeah, Lamali, so Hakamash Milan, that's what he teaches, to La Yayin, V'Shemen, Yesh Bila, to Yayin and Shemen, there is Bila. So that's why we need it. So basically, we need these three things to work in conjunction, which teaches us. It's a strange way of teaching, seemingly, but basically, we work out everything when you put all these three things together. We will stop here and we'll try and work those things out.